Stop punishing yourself with bland, chalky protein shakes and fuel your fitness with the best protein in the game at GNC. We've got the hottest brands and flavors that legit taste like cookies, your favorite cereal, indulgent desserts, and more. It's on at GNC.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Welcome to the Smirconish Podcast for independent minds.
Chris, you're in McKinney, Texas. Greetings. What did you most want to say?
Yes, Michael. So good to talk to you. I have been wanting to ask you this specific question for a long time. So I am I'm a Republican that's a disenfranchised. I'm fiscally to the right. I'm socially to the left. I feel like I'm very frustrated with the party. I do exactly what you say, I have for years, even before I started listening to you. I have my radio station's on several different stations. I surf between them constantly. And I've always been looking for someone who was a champion of those in the middle of the road, those who were trying to look at both sides equally and with respect. And then I turned on POTUS one day, and I heard this guy named Michael Smirconish. And I started listening to this guy, and I thought, you know, this guy's respectful of both sides. This is a guy that I can sign on to. I can listen to this guy, and he makes me think on both sides. And so I have a really good friend who feels exactly the same way that I do, okay? He's disenfranchised Republican, fiscally to the right, socially to the left. And I said, listen, you need to listen to this guy, Smirconish. You need to listen to where he's coming from, because I really think he is trying to centralize the political discourse and remove the venom from the story. And he said, okay, well, where is he? What station is he on? I said, well, he's on POTUS, and I think he's just started with CNN. Ah, the guy says, well, you know, CNN leans to the left. And so that kind of undermines my ability to listen to him and think that he is not going to be leaning one way or the other, because in my mind, he has associated himself with a left-leaning news organization. And I said, well, if he had affiliated himself with Fox, would you listen? And he goes, no, same thing. He said, I POTUS, I would be good. But I see Fox as right-leaning, so I could not have listened to him there. I see CNN as left-leaning, so I could not have listened to him there. And so I guess my question to you, and with the most respect I ask this, because you really, I think, are working very hard to centralize the political discourse, is, do you think that your affiliation with Fox has the potential
CNN.
To undermine
CNN.
What you're trying to do?
CNN.
I mean, CNN, I'm so sorry. Yes,
so,
do you think
okay,
your
so
affiliation
I,
with CNN...
Let me just say this.
Do you think your affiliation with CNN could undermine that?
So I've not interrupted you because, A, the whole while you were speaking for the first part, I thought, we're going to cut this tape and make a commercial out of it. This is just too damn good. And secondly, I wanted to see where you were going, but now I know where you are going, and it's a legitimate question. What impact does my affiliation have on the work? Yes, TC, I'm trying to answer this gentleman, but...
I'm just going to add something to this mix.
You too. Go ahead.
Chris, I believe it is the reason he could not run for Senate in the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, although many have asked, and people are still asking, but I think the whole middle of the state would not even look
that.
At you. Wouldn't even look at you.
Yeah. In other words, all they would do is put up my Chiron in central Pennsylvania of me on CNN.
Affiliated with CNN?
Yep. Exactly. Yes, sir. Exactly.
Okay. In other words, TC thinks that, like your friend, that many voters...
I don't think it's fair, to be clear. I don't think it's fair at
many,
all.
That many voters, that is all they would need to hear. Now, by the way, does it work in reverse that people, some other people would hear that in reverse and they would say, oh, I'm going to listen to this guy because that sounds credible. I mean, I get Chris. I lead, I think, a relatively normal life. I'm accessible. I'm grocery shopping. When the kids were younger, I was at back to school nights. You can find me if you wish to find me. And I therefore have a lot of human interaction that are off this grid. And I hear this from people.
Sure.
I'd be less than honest if I didn't tell you that I hear it from people. Here, I'll tell you a story. This is now a 2-year-old story, but I was pulled over for speeding in my home community. And so I quickly reach for my license, registration, what is it, insurance tag, whatever the hell you get out of the glove box. So the police officer comes up to my window. Sir, you were speeding. And my response is to say, I recognize that as soon as I saw your lights and I don't have any excuse. That's just my standard operating procedure. Okay, he takes my information back to the car. Now he comes back up to me and he says, Chris, so they tell me you're a CNN guy. I never watch. And then proceeds to tell me, have a nice day, and gives me a warning, not a ticket. My point is, like, even from a cop, I have heard this. I think that was wholly inappropriate, by the way, but I wasn't going to complain because he didn't give me the ticket. So, yeah, I get it. But I think you're answering me a different question, okay, which is to say, so, Michael, if it's a partisan outlet, why are you associated with it? Is that your real question?
Well, I guess partly, I understand, and I don't, I do not fault you in the least for making a decision in your life, your personal life, that you feel was right for you. And I don't think when you make that decision that undercuts what you're trying to do. At least it doesn't to me. But the problem is this, Michael, and I think you understand this, is, and TC, you're right, that it's not well-founded, but unfortunately in this country, truth is based on perception, not truth, right? Okay? And so if that's the perception, then I do think it undercuts what you are so feverishly trying to do, which is to centralize the discourse, the political discourse in this country. I mean, you have a very ethereal
program.
Now let me give you my serious response to it.
Okay, if we had a caller of the week, you'd be the caller of the week, because I don't shirk from this conversation. I love this conversation. My approach and my own personal kind of means of addressing this, because we do live in a partisan environment and the outlet is partisan. There's no doubt about that. I don't think CNN is as partisan to the left as Fox is to the right, but we don't even need to have that conversation. My approach is to say, hold me accountable for what I do. I get 4 segments, maybe 5, every Saturday for an hour, and I get to appear throughout the course of the week or guest host other people's programs. And by all means, hold me accountable for what I say, what I do, who my guests are. I don't think it's fair to me to hold me accountable for my colleagues, nor do I think it's fair to hold my colleagues accountable for me. It's like, take me on something you hear me say, and I will respect that and I will respond.
Well, I agree with that completely, Michael, and I do. And I always, I'm usually working long hours, and if I actually will record your program on CNN so I can listen to it when I get in. But the reality of the situation is that when you're trying to get people to centralize the discourse, if they won't even listen because of that perception, then that's a tough hill to cross.
It's a serious issue.
Look, they're waving at me because I've extended this perhaps too long.
I first want to say thank you, but the second thing I want to say is, so give me this fella's name and number, and let me call him and try and work him over, okay?
Well, I know if I did, he would be right in. It's just his aversion to CNN.
I'm just going to say, yeah, I'm Chris from McKinney's. I'm Chris from McKinney's buddy, and I would like to talk you into giving me some play. Hey, Chris, have a wonderful weekend, and I truly thank you for that.
Okay, thank you, Michael.
See ya. Yeah, it's very interesting.
So
isn't
interesting.
It?
I mean,
you know it, TC.
Yeah, we get
it all
the time.
Of course.
My goodness.
Of course.
All the time.
Yeah, it goes with the territory. I totally understand it, but my answer is the same. Listen to me. Complain to me about me. I welcome that.
The Smirconish Podcast for independent minds.
Listen to Michael Smirconish live weekdays from 9 a.m. to noon East on SiriusXM's POTUS Channel 124 or anytime on the SXM app.
Connect with Michael on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and at Smirconish.com.
debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. There's a new way out of the debt trap. Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have new aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest, find programs to write off your balances so that you owe less, stop those threatening phone calls, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. Zapmydebt.com. Zapmydebt.com.
Stop punishing yourself with bland, chalky protein shakes and fuel your fitness with the best protein in the game at GNC. We've got the hottest brands and flavors that legit taste like cookies, your favorite cereal, indulgent desserts, and more. It's on at GNC.